now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. They give us we love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Whether you're heading to work, the beach, somewhere on vacation, no matter where the circumstances are, how you're going, where you're going, it's all about the platforms and devices that you can use to get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe knows it better than anybody else, and he is here to explain it to you.
I'll explain it to everybody, Bob. And I'll tell them to start by going to the via your devices to the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a list of live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple-based, or be it even Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. Again, a wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, and an app that you can download to any device you can think of. Again, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based. And you can even just go to TuneIn.com and check out everything at TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Happy and proud to be a part of bringing some home to you no matter where you are.
Exactly right about that, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick it off right after this.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
And now, today's GenStone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Genstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call Genstone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Well, indeed it does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we set the table on this sports buffet known as the Spano and Black Attack?
All right, Bob, let's do just that. And for most of our one, we'll talk Major League Baseball, everything from, I guess the fallout will be the right word, from Aroldis Chapman's introductory press conference to the Chicago media as a member of the Chicago Cubs. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of the moves that were made since we've gone off the air. Some of the rumors on a relatively quiet rumor and news front in Major League Baseball. And once we conclude with the baseball, we'll start to roll into the NFL at the back end of hour number one. At the top of hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 after hour number two, Shereen Williams from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram will join us, and we'll talk all things Dallas Cowboys, including is there anybody that's not going to get suspended for the Dallas Cowboys, as it seems everybody is on some sort of either PED or recreational drug suspension. So we'll talk to her about that. She's also going to be covering the Olympics for them before the start of the NFL season. So as time permits, we'll talk to her about the latest doings down in Rio. And out of that discussion, after we finish with the football, Bob and I will give our take on the latest doings in Rio. And they're not pretty. They're actually rather stinky.
Yeah, so to speak. Hope the hotels are very well ventilated. Let's put it that way.
Well, the Australian Olympic team is staying in the hotels. They're not staying in the Olympic Village, and they've said until we're shown that, you know, the accommodations in the Olympic Village are up to some kind of standards that we can deal with, our entire contingent will stay in a hotel. And that's saying something. You know, Australians are pretty hardy people. So if the conditions are, you know, these are people that swim in shark-infested waters, live in lands that probably have more dangerous animals per square foot than, you know, than just about any place where that's actually inhabited by people that live in, you know, brick-and-mortar homes around the world. So for them to consider the Olympic Village accommodation substandard, it probably makes the accommodations in Sochi look like the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And we all know how bad those accommodations were back in the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia.
Yeah, as they were cobbling together the last of the bunk beds as the athletes were arriving in town. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting Olympics this time around, and hopefully for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons.
I mean, I'm not confident it's going to be in a good way for a number of reasons, not the least of which is you have golf back in the Olympics, none of the golfers showed up.
Yeah.
You have track and field that's going to be devoid of a Russian track and field team because they're all on PEDs.
It's strange to say the least.
There's nothing that tells me that, well, you know, this is going to be the best and brightest as far as the level of competition, because in a lot of the sports, there's a lot of people missing for a variety of reasons. But there's all kinds of potential for other kinds of interest and not the good kind. And we'll get to that as we move along into hour two of this hump day edition of the Attack. But the place to start is Chicago, Illinois, where I guess it's fair to say Aroldis Chapman took a major misstep in his introductory press conference. And the long and short of it was allegedly on Monday before the trade was consummated, Theo Epstein, Tom Ricketts, and Aroldis Chapman had, according to Theo Epstein, a heartfelt conversation about the incident involving Chapman and his girlfriend in late October of 2015. Well, during the press conference, Chapman was asked about the conversation. He says, well, they kind of woke me up from a nap and I don't remember much. Oops.
Yeah.
And there we are. And then the firestorm started about the level of contrition that Aroldis Chapman had or didn't have involving the incident back in October of last year.
It was so heartfelt that Aroldis Chapman forgot about it, allegedly. That's how heartfelt it was. Joe, there's a lot of layers here that are bad in a number of ways. You know, everybody's pointing at the lack of contrition. I'll point more directly at the lack of communication after said conversation. Was this supposed to be a private conversation between upper management and a player they were getting ready to acquire? Was the content of that conversation about being a good citizen, a good neighbor, you know, trying to put the past behind you, all of the things that they allegedly talked about? How did that get out to the public? How did that get out to the press? Where when Aroldis Chapman sat down, and you saw the scene in the dugout, same as I did. There were so many reporters there, it was beyond belief. And he was just overwhelmed by it. This was the last thing that he expected. Not necessarily to field a question or two about what had happened in the past, but the fact that this conversation between he, Theo Epstein, and Ricketts leaked out. And he was not prepared for that at all. And he got off on a really bad foot in Chicago.
I don't know that he was shocked by the leak, Bob. I mean, it was all over the place that before the trade was going to be consummated, that Epstein, Ricketts were insisting on talking to Chapman. We knew about this on Monday. Why he surprised on Tuesday? What do you think they were going to talk to him about?
Well,
what his favorite color was? It was made clear that they were going to have a conversation and that was going to be the final thing that was going to occur before the trade was consummated. I think we all knew what they were going to talk about. So to say that Aroldis Chapman was surprised that people would know there was a conversation and that they would be aware of the content of the conversation, to me, that just doesn't hold water.
Well, it was the detail of the conversation. It seemed as if somebody literally went from that meeting to their favorite reporter and gave it almost word for word to somebody who put it out among the rest of the media. And when Chapman got there, I think that's where the surprise was. Not that the conversation took place, but the detail of it on what he perceived to be a private conversation. And it was almost verbatim what had gone on between the three of them. So, he got blindsided a little bit, and he did not handle it well.
I don't know. He wasn't really asked a question where he was expected to impart any detail. He was just, he was asked about the conversation, and he said he didn't specifically remember much. So, to me, I don't know that he was blindsided. I just think he really didn't handle this situation well. I'm not going to put it on being blindsided. Where I will agree with you, and we see this all too often in professional athletics now, these are huge multi-billion-dollar businesses, and usually in order to be a successful multi-billion-dollar business, you have to do some things right. This is not the first time where we've seen the PR departments and media relations departments of these type of entities not have an athlete prepared to answer questions.
Right.
So to me, that's where I'll go with you. A lot of the other stuff about blindsided and that doesn't hold water to me because the whole world knew about the conversation. He'd be the last guy to know that, that people knew about the conversation. So that won't hold any water for me. What will hold water, you've just traded for this high-priced commodity with a checkered past. You're this huge entity that makes billions and billions of dollars and is worth billions and billions of dollars, and you have all kinds of resources. You don't pull Aroldis Chapman, a translator who happens to be one of the coaches on the team that speaks Spanish, Theo Epstein, Joe Madden, et cetera, and you don't, and one of the media relations people, and say, listen, we're having an introductory press conference. They're going to ask you about our discussion. Be prepared to answer it. That's what really surprises me. With all these resources, these athletes are ill-prepared for these press conferences when everybody in the world knows what questions they're going to get. That's a failing of the organization, not necessarily of Aroldis Chapman. They put him in a position to fail, as you said, he failed miserably.
Yes, he did.
We'll pick it up right there on the other side. You can weigh in with your thoughts on the Aroldis Chapman press conference at 800-878-PLAY. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
I wouldn't go that far. We'll talk about the travesty later on in the show. Yeah, but as we come back to 1-800-878-PLAY, if you want to chime in, and we're talking about Aroldis Chapman's disastrous press conference yesterday. And Joe, they tried to put lipstick on the pig later on. And, you know, you talk about the PR failings, which were certainly there. And later on, there was a one-on-one with Pedro Gomez where the narrative went out that somehow everything was lost in translation. And that's why he was uncomfortable doing this. And Chapman told Gomez, And now that I remembered, because they just asked me in the previous prep conference what the owners asked me, one of the things they did ask me was about being a better person and a better neighbor to people. And that's something I think I am now much more so. And the Theo Epstein and the rest of the Cubs management kind of echoed it. And they were talking about how he was nervous and not speaking in his native language. Basically, they just screwed the pooch. This guy wasn't prepared to face microphones and cameras, and there's plenty of blame to go around.
Now, that's definitely fair. That's definitely fair. You know, I mean, I'll put some of it on Chapman for maybe not feeling any real contrition. I'll put a lot of it on the Chicago Cubs, as I said in the last segment, and their media relations and all those people that are supposed to prep these guys. There's a big investment, a controversial investment. Have them prepared so that he answers these questions the right way. The realities are he's a Hessian. He's a mercenary. He's a hired gun to help you win your first World Series in over 100 years. That's his job. His job is not to be a pillar of the community, as he's probably only going to be there for a few months.
Yeah.
He's leaving anyway. He wasn't interested in signing an extension. You know, there were some rumors that they were going to try and work out an extension. He had no interest in that. This guy wants to put himself out on the market as a free agent and go to the highest bidder. And he wasn't going to compromise that by signing an extension. So he's a hired gun. Nothing more, nothing less. And his purpose is to give the Cubs one of the best bullpens in baseball and help them win a World Series. You know, this idea that the people of Chicago and the media are setting him up as a pillar of the community. He's not that. He's a hired gun who throws 105 miles an hour and is one of the very best relievers in the game. He's nothing more than that, and he's nothing less than that. And this idea that you want something more. Because if you go back in time a little bit, and I'll take everybody back in time. I'll take everybody back in time to the incident. At the time, there was no expression of contrition. The only expression of contrition we ever got from Aroldis Chapman was the prepared statement after his suspension was handed down.
Right.
Now, that was a very well-worded statement in English for somebody that doesn't speak English. That leads me to believe that somebody other than Aroldis Chapman prepared that statement.
No.
Now, I know he speaks some English, but it, certainly that statement, if you read it, and you can go back and find it, it's not hard to find. Any article on this subject will have that statement in it somewhere. That wasn't written by him. I don't know whether it's the feeling and tone of his words or not, but that statement was not written by him. And that's the only contrition I've seen from Chapman as it relates to this incident, right, wrong, or otherwise. Now, let us remember something else. At the time, I didn't think the 30-game suspension was justified. Now, I'm not going to champion the Aroldis Chapman cause and tell you he's an all-around great guy and that he did nothing wrong. But he didn't do anything that the criminal justice system and the police department down in Florida thought was criminal in any way because of conflicting stories and a lack of cooperation. And when you couple that with the fact that this couple is still together and working on their relationship, I'm not willing to make Aroldis Chapman the pariah that many are. You know, he has a right to ply his trade, and the Cubs have a right to employ him if they feel he can help them. And they've done just that. So in many ways, while Chapman didn't do himself any favors, to me, in some ways, this is much ado about nothing. As there's no debt to society that needed to be paid, as there were no charges filed, and therefore no, you know, no penalty levied against him because he wasn't convicted of anything. Major League Baseball and their investigation felt there was something there that warranted a 30-game suspension. I don't agree with that because me and you both feel that due process needs to run its course, and based on that, that's how you make a lot of your decisions. That said, he served the 30-game suspension because it was something that didn't affect free agency, and it really didn't affect his bottom line, and it was easier to get it out of the way. And the realities are, you know, this is a game played by people who are imperfect, just like everybody else. He's shown limited contrition. The two are together, and sometimes there's been statements where we're trying to work together and build our family. So in many ways, to me, this is much ado about nothing. You know, there's nothing that should stop him from working, and there's nothing that should stop the Chicago Cubs from choosing to be his employer.
Well, you know, with all that being said, the lack of contrition, you know, frankly, I could care less. He's going to either go in front of a mic and say the right thing, or he's not going to go in front of a mic and say the right thing. As you said, from Jump Street, he really didn't address it except in the statement, which obviously was not written by him. But, you know, you look at it, there was no crime, at least according to the cops. He was dealt a suspension, which he took and dealt with. And when he came back, he just wanted to go back to his business. Now, here in New York, with the media spotlight being every bit as large as Chicago, and most people would say larger, he dealt with it and had no issue whatsoever. It still circles back to the lack of preparedness on all parties for what was going to come at him and how, for whatever reason, they decided that needed to be the focus of the press conference for the most part. And he was ill-prepared to deal with it. That being said, with everything that we were talking about with Chicago wanting to extend him and he's not interested and all the discussions that may or may not have been had between management and his representatives, boy, I'll tell you what, if there was any question about him going back to Chicago, they're going to have to blow him away with an offer that's going to make him real comfortable about being in the Windy City, because the start that he had yesterday in that town, I don't even think he's going to unpack his bags. He'll probably rent clothes until the World Series is over and then get the hell out of Dodge, because it you know, they came at him from all angles. I don't blame them for doing it. But as you and I said, you know, we're a big believer in criminal justice. He never got arrested. He got suspended.
No charges filed. But he never got arrested. He was not convicted of any crime.
So from that perspective, he's probably thinking to himself this morning, and I want to put words in his mouth, but I will. What the hell am I going to sign here for? I got a lot of other options where I can go around and get just as much money, if not more. Why do I want to deal with these bleep holes?
Now, I'm not going to sit here and be an Aroldis Chapman apologist. I don't know what
neither.
Happened in that garage. I don't know what the incident. I don't know what was involved. From everything you read, you know, he was out of line. And what he did was on some level inexcusable. I'm not here. The only people that will know are him and his girlfriend. I don't know what happened. Sounds like a lot of what went down was inexcusable. And I'm not here to judge him, because I don't know what happened and there is no conviction. But do I think something was awry? Absolutely. But again, there was no conviction. He served his suspension. He hasn't shown much contrition. While I would like him to show more, he hasn't. And, you know, and do I have a problem with that? Yeah, I do. But again, wasn't convicted of any crime, wasn't charged with any crime, served his sentence with Major League Baseball. He's eligible to play. And unfortunately, you know, for some people, we do need to move forward, because I don't know what more you can expect from him. Yeah. I would like him to say all the right things, but realize him and his girlfriend are together and they are working on their life together. So on some level, he's trying to make himself a better person, one would think, because there's been no further incidents since that time. So the Cubs have a right to employ him. Again, I put a lot of this on the Cubs. Again, I'm not telling you Aroldis Chapman is any great person. But where I'm going to put a lot of this is on the Cubs for a couple of reasons. We talked about how poorly they prepared him, but also they're coming off with this holier-than-thou attitude, as though we would never employ anybody that was not in meeting with our moral standing and our level of character. Well, yeah, sure, okay. You would. You'd employ this guy, and he's a hired gun. He's a mercenary. He's a Hessian. If you don't know what a Hessian is, look it up. And you brought him in there to bring a World Series to the north side of Chicago after an over 100-year drought. And the realities are, Theo Epstein and the Ricketts family would do almost anything in their power to do it, including employing somebody of questionable character. So I wish the Cubs would stop acting as though they're holier than thou, because the realities are that they are not. They went out and hired a hired gun to try and do the job, and here you are, you got him, with the fleas and everything else. Don't act like you're better than that, because you're not, and also be smart enough to prepare the guy for what's coming, and you didn't. So I'll put most of this on the Cubs for expecting Aroldis Chapman or trying to portray Aroldis Chapman to be something other than what he is.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter, and I want to continue this on the other side, it to me, it seems as if they were trying to set it up to make him welcome to the big Cub family in order to schmooze him a little bit to get him to maybe reconsider and sign said extension. Didn't play out that way.
We'll pick it up right there on the other side. We'll try and roll into everything else in the world of baseball. Take your calls, 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Joe Spano 56, Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack after this.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now, today's GenStone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from GenStone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call GenStone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? What, don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
You know, Ozzy bringing us back to the Attack. Speaking of idiots. Joe, before we went to break, and, you know, we've been talking about Aroldis Chapman. You know, the Cubs are not going to give up on trying to get him to sign an extension. And the Cub family and the tradition.
I guess not
Wrigley.
Unless they don't win the World Series and he has a 5 ERA the rest of the way and he completely becomes a different pitcher than he was in New York. Barring that, I'd agree with you.
Yeah, and, you know, look, they're still going to try, regardless of yesterday's press conference, they're still going to try to sell him on the merits of being a Cub. We're going to be competitive for a long time. We get to the World Series, let's just assume they do. We win a ring. We finally break the drought. Look how beloved you are in the city for closing out the last game of the World Series and all the things that go along with it. But, you know, if you're going to do a sales pitch, you better have your person prepared for what's going to happen. And look, they don't make too many missteps in Theo Epstein's front office, but they certainly did this time around in having him prepared for what was going to come down the pike. And again, first impressions, you can't redo a first impression. I would imagine in Chapman's mind, the first impression of Chicago is not a good one.
I think that's a fair statement, and it might well have an impact on, you know, him choosing to sign there, as the realities are, he's going to have a lot of options, as you said. And again, I'll put most of this on the Chicago Cubs again for a number of reasons, and then we'll move forward with some other news around baseball. You're bringing this guy in. You have to know what's coming at the press conference. I mean, it's standard business. You bring in a new big-ticket item like this, you're going to have one of these dugout-type press conferences. So you're having the press conference. You know you're bringing this guy in. You're not oblivious to his past. Have him prepped. That's a failing of a multi-billion-dollar corporation of not doing their job. That's number one. The other part where I'll lay blame, trying to pass yourself off as this holier-than-thou entity, which you're not. You're a baseball business that wants to win games, and sometimes in the course of winning games, you'll hire some questionable character. I won't call him an unsavory character, but, you know, there's some questions in his background. They're trying to pass themselves as only good people play here for the Chicago Cubs, and that's just simply not the case. It's disingenuous. You know, so that's why I put most of the blame at the feet of the Chicago Cubs. Obviously, Chapman's transgression puts the Cubs and himself in this position. So some blame has to go there. But to me, the vast majority of the blame goes on the Chicago Cubs. And ultimately, to kind of bring this full circle, in many ways, it's much ado about nothing. Again, we've talked about it. It all goes back to no charges filed. And while he hasn't shown much contrition publicly and hasn't necessarily done a great job of saying all the right things, well, behind closed doors, him and the girl in question, his girlfriend and the mother of his child, are together, and they're continuing to work on their relationship much in the same way Ray Rice and his wife are together, and we applaud them for working and moving forward. Let's give Chapman some credit for working and moving forward and not being a Greg Hardy-like individual.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the contrition aspect of it, as we both said, we read the paper the same as everybody else when he came out with the statement, and I don't believe he wrote it. I think his people did. But it's fine, so long as it went into words that were legitimate. Maybe it was his thoughts and he wasn't sure how to express it, whatever the circumstances are. I don't feel that each time a microphone goes in front of a player, they need to apologize for their past behavior. They can make that decision to do that if they want. But I don't think it's a necessary thing to have to go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, and I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I get it. You know, and you mentioned the word mercenary, Hessian. Every other team in Major League Baseball is trying to do exactly the same thing right now.
I'm not saying that this is the exclusive domain of the Cubs, but they're trying to act like in some way that they're above that. They're not.
Oh, no. I was piggybacking your point, and that's the whole thing. You know, they, like I said in opening up this segment, they're trying to create this environment, or at least it seems to me, where Chapman will feel at home. You're part of the Cubs. You're part of the family. Look at what we can do, blah, 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 because we want to sign you to the extension that you're not willing to sign at this point in time.
Well, it backfired.
It backfired. And not only that, there are a whole bunch of other teams who are going to get players who are either not free agents or maybe they just don't want them after this season, whatever circumstances are. They're not going to treat it the same way as the Cubs tried to treat Chapman. And with that being said, you know, it the Cubs end up being no different than every other team in baseball. You brought this guy in. If it works out, you win the World Series. If it doesn't work out, you don't win the World Series.
Well said. What do you say we move on, Bob, and we kind of go to something that's in some ways going to have more direct impact on the field than the press conference? And we know that Chapman's going to have a huge impact for the Cubs going forward on the field. As we talked about it yesterday, they now have one of, if not the very best bullpens in all of baseball, with lefty-righty balance, versatility, different looks, the ability to pitch to non-contact and strike out a lot of guys. So they're in great shape there. A trade that was made slid a little bit under the radar. It happened after we went off the air yesterday. But I love this trade for Toronto for a number of reasons. It's the acquisition of Melvin Upton Jr. Mm-hmm. Used to know him as B.J. Upton. Well, he's now Melvin Upton Jr. And it was, you know, Melvin Upton came to the Blue Jays along with cash for a middling prospect, a rookie ball prospect that he's like the number 18th prospect in the Blue Jays chain. He's a 19-year-old kid. The earliest he's going to help anybody is 2019 or 2020. And basically, you got the Padres to pay all but $5 million of Upton's deal over this year and over the balance of this year and all of next year. So to me, in so many ways, a no-brainer deal for the Blue Jays in that you get a guy who can play all out three outfield positions, is an adequate glove in center, pretty good glove actually, a very solid glove as a corner outfielder, doesn't always hit for a great average, but has big-time pop in his bat and can steal you a base. What he gives the Blue Jays is another outfielder who will play every day, but will play every day as a super sub type. You know, one day he'll play center and give the center fielder a blow. One day he'll play left. One day he'll play right. And he'll allow them to move guys like Encarnacion and Joey Bats around a little bit, use them at DH more, and in the case of Encarnacion at first base. So all those outfielders and guys like Encarnacion and Batista are going to be well-rested, and you're going to have some versatility. You're going to be able to guard against injury. To me, it's a no-brainer move on so many levels as far as lengthening the lineup, giving the Blue Jays versatility and depth amongst their position players, and also a guy that can actually run and perhaps steal some bases. And if that big-time slugging offense bogs down, they can play a little bit of small ball with Melvin Upton Jr.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off the big bats in the lineup in the fact that they will be enabled to be rested without being necessarily taken out of the lineup, because DH comes into play in Major League Baseball, and they're not taking the pounding on the field, and they can relax a little bit. They still get their ABs. It doesn't shorten the lineup because, as you said, Upton Jr. has some pop. They don't really lose much of anything defensively. And it gives them a little bit of depth. It's, you know, is one of those trades that's going to be remembered. Well, not unless he hits the game-winning home run in the World Series. But it's certainly an addition to a solid team, and it gives them the depth that they need to maybe take a little bit of pressure off their big guns. And I'm with you. I like this kind of move when you're a contender, because these are the guys that actually add to the bench. As you said, I think he'll rotate around and be in the lineup pretty much every day. But, you know, again, he'll fit in nice. He gives him a little bit of speed. And I think it's a good fit all the way around. And they gave up virtually nothing for him. And San Diego's paying most of the freight.
Well, that's one of the things I like best. You added depth, versatility, the ability to rest guys, the ability to move some people around, give guys quasi days off, strengthen your lineup, get any weak links and guys that are slumping out of the lineup at the power positions by bringing them in. You got San Diego to pay almost all the money. You gave up none of your, you know, you didn't give up a prospect that was a key trade chip by any stretch of the imagination. So as good as it is for the reasons we laid out, you want to know what the best part of the whole deal is?
What?
It doesn't preclude you from doing anything else.
Yeah.
And this is a Blue Jays team that's going to need to make more moves. And the reason they're going to need to make more moves is one of their key starters, Aaron Sanchez, is up against an innings limit, which means he's going to go to the bullpen so they can keep him on the roster and have him be a contributor to this team going forward the rest of the way, including the playoffs. But they lose their best starter. And they are not a team deep in starting pitching, and they're battling for their playoff lives because of their shaky start this year. So that said, they're going to need to make some other moves, whether it be starting pitching, relief pitching, or both. But I think their primary focus is going to end up being on their starting rotation. And this move doesn't stop them from doing that, as all the chips they would trade for starting pitching are there. And all the money that they would need to absorb, they still have the ability to do so because Melvin Upton Jr. is costing them almost nothing.
Yep, no question about it. They made another minor deal, and they shipped out Drew Storen for Joaquin Benoit. You know, both guys are struggling, and Storen.
That's a nothing move for the front of the bullpen.
Yeah, you know, but they got somebody in there hoping fresh starts for both of these guys who have talent will come to fruition for both teams, because Storen, since they moved him out of the closer role in Washington, is just not adjusted, and he's been nothing but a disappointment ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well said. You know, I was going to ask you, when's the last time we talk about Drew Storen having talent? When's the last time he's been any good?
Yeah, that's it.
And for Joaquin Benoit, injury-riddled year this year. If he can revert to his prior form, that may be the move, along with Aaron Sanchez going to the bullpen, that kind of tightens up that Blue Jays bullpen, and then they can focus on trying to get some starting pitching in there, because without Sanchez in a rotation, it's a far from great rotation, and they need to win every game they can to make sure they get in the playoffs. And once they get there, I don't know that they quite have the horses to match up with teams that have some of those truly elite starters that they're going to face in the postseason.
Yeah, they're going to have to outslug, if anything, and I don't know if they're going to be capable of doing that.
Which means that unless they pull off a blockbuster that gets them a true number one pitcher, whatever they pull off will help them get to the postseason. But once they get there, you know, that formula of outslugging teams in the postseason, it won't work. So, again, it'll be a short trip in the postseason unless they're able to find a way to pry a Chris Sale out of Chicago or something along those lines. But I don't see any number one type starters coming to the market. So whatever back of the rotation help they get, it'll probably help them secure a playoff spot. But once they get there, they're not built to win in the postseason.
Nah, no question about it. I'll ask you a quick question before we go to break. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why Cincinnati is adamant about getting Jay Bruce out of town?
They want to rebuild. They want to get pieces for him, and now's the time. There's a dearth of corner outfielders coming to the market. They're going to get some sort of price for Jay Bruce. That's the biggest reason. They've hit the skids. They're not a good team. You trade chips like that to try and get young pieces in and rebuild. That, coupled with the fact that while Bruce is a good player, he's not a great player and a difference maker, and you probably get a team to overpay in their zeal to get a corner outfield bat. That's the long answer to a short question. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Oh, indeed there is. Welcome back to the Attack. Before we went to break, I asked Joe about why the Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, hot to move Jay Bruce. And I knew what the answer was going to be, obviously. But, you know, Joe, he's having that bounce back year after last year when he was hurt all the time. 23 home runs, and he's leading the league in RBIs with 77 in 93 games. They better get the mother load for him if they move him.
Well, he's not a mother load kind of player, and I think his contract is up. I think he goes into free agency. I think he's a rental. I'll look it up now.
All right, so well, even if that's the case, you know, we talked about the rental that Aroldis Chapman was and what the Yankees were able to bring back. I think they need to bring back the same thing, because I'll disagree with you. I think he is that kind of player. When healthy, he can flat out rake, and you know he's showing it again this year in his
walk. Actually, he'd be under team control next year for $13 million, which is a very manageable deal. I mean, he's a flawed slugger, but he's a slugger. I mean, I don't think he's of the class of some of the very best hitters in the game and difference makers. I think he's much more of a second best offensive weapon on a tremendous team. But at $13 million under club control for next year, that's a bargain in today's market, even with his flaws, which are doesn't necessarily hit for great average, strikes out too much, and really isn't much of a fielder.
Yeah, well, he's an American League kind of guy, but he'd be a nice bat in somebody's lineup.
And I guess with that being the case, if you don't get the mother load, you don't trade him at the deadline. You look at the offseason or even next year where he becomes a rental, and if you get the right price, you move on. Because by the time the Reds are any good, Jay Bruce won't be there anymore. That's a wrap on Hour 1. We got big Hour 2 coming up, but we're going to step aside right now, and then Bob and I'll come back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
Strains of these boots were made for walking when Bernie Sanders' delegates walked off the floor. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has the story.
When the nomination of Hillary Clinton was official, hundreds of Bernie Sanders delegates walked off the convention floor and into a protest where they took over the media's reporting center. One protester said their presence shows a party divided.
Deep rift in this party.
We're not here to widen that rift. What these delegates are here to do is to talk about these issues that are causing this division in this party.
At the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, I'm Jason Wirt.
Thank you, Jason, and I'm sure that it did not make the situation any better when Bernie Sanders walked up to the microphone a little while later.
I move that all votes cast by delegates, be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party.
The end of a political campaign. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
In what some people thought was Bill Clinton's biggest speech of his life, many wondered if the former president was up to the task. He started with their first encounter.
She walked the whole length of the library, came up to me and said, "Look, if you're going to keep staring at me, and now I'm staring back, we at least ought to know each other's name. I'm Hillary Rodham. Who are you?"
He talked about her dedication to helping children.
She got so involved in children's issues that she actually took an extra year in law school, working at the Child Study Center to learn what more could be done to improve the lives and the futures of poor children.
He said she always tried to make people's lives better.
She's been around a long time, she sure has, and she's sure been worth every single year she's put into making people's lives better.
USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Han Solo is cheated death many times in the Star Wars movies, but one close call happened in real life. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
A safety expert says Harrison Ford could have been killed in that accident filming Star Wars The Force Awakens. According to The Guardian, a British subsidiary of Disney has pleaded guilty to two breaches of health and safety legislation. A heavy hydraulic door on the Millennium Falcon set crushed Ford's leg in 2014, sending him to the hospital and causing a delay in filming. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Lamar Odom has a new problem, and it's not Khloe Kardashian. He faces the possibility of 5 years in prison for a crash that left two bicyclists critically injured in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit magistrate Don White says Odom will have to post bond to be released before trial on a felony charge of driving with a suspended license causing serious injury.
The seriousness of the allegations and also the basis of the charges that are of particular concern to the court. At this time, court is setting bond in the amount of $250,000, 10%.
Pretrial proceedings are underway for yet another Baltimore police officer facing charges in the Freddie Gray case. Garrett Miller is the fifth of six officers to stand trial.
I don't see any way that the state is going to convict Officer Miller, particularly in light of the prior rulings, decisions, and verdicts.
USA Radio News, I'm Rod William Stoll.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, you can do just that. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we've got a big hour two in front of us, my friend. We'll talk about all the devices and ways you can find us as well, but we have a guest right off the bat with Shireen Williams from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Well said. You set the table for hour number two very, very well. Shireen Williams right out of the box. We'll talk Cowboys, time permitting, a little Olympics with her. And then out of that, we'll roll into some either NFL or Olympics. We'll get to both of them most likely in the final two segments. What order remains to be seen. But let's talk about the devices, that the ways that you can find Sports Byline via these devices, whether it be your smartphone, whether it be your tablet, in my case, whether it be your watch. There are a number of different ways that you could take advantage of any of these devices to check out all the programming on Sports Byline, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to listen to the network in real time. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, possibly a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, Android, Apple, Windows, or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question. If we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, believe me, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Now, one of the great writers in the game, Shireen Williams, joins us next. She's from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll be talking Cowboys and perhaps Olympics with her next year on the Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
And now, today's Genstone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Genstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call Genstone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. Shereen Williams here in just a couple minutes. And we'll be talking to her about the Dallas Cowboys and their situation. And there are multiple situations down in the Big D, Joe. But, you know, football is never off and camps are getting ready to open. And there's plenty of stories. You know, something we didn't get to yesterday was the exoneration of Peyton Manning on the HGH accusations brought forth by Al Jazeera. And basically, they cleared him of everything.
You know, the investigation turned up not enough evidence or no evidence of HGH or any other type of PED use. The league indicated they received full cooperation from both Peyton Manning and his wife. And I guess the long and short of it, his legacy is now untarnished. You know, the biggest concern, it wasn't like he was going to be punished in any way. He's retired. What are you going to do to him?
Yeah.
Tell him he can't go to football games, he can't watch them.
Come back out of retirement so we can ban you.
Right. So that said, with him being retired, the only thing that finding out that he had used either HGH or some other PED and was involved in some nefarious activities, all it could have done is stained or tarnished his legacy. Well, now the legacy goes untarnished, and nobody can question that he's one of the top five quarterbacks of all time. That's it. Yep. Legacy's unstained, untarnished, and now the National Football League moves on to investigate other people named in this Al Jazeera documentary, or Al Jazeera story, I should say, and that's Julius Peppers, and that's Clay Matthews.
Right. We'll see what it turns up.
And it was funny. I was on the air somewhere else, Bob, and I got a phone call about, well, now that Peyton Manning's been exonerated, might he sue Al Jazeera? I said, probably not. I think at this point he has more money than Al Jazeera America, who I think is off the air for all intents and purposes. That's number one. Number two, you know, and it's funny, you get into explaining these things, and I'm not a lawyer, and I don't even play one on the radio. But just because you run a news story like that where it comes to pass that nothing happened, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's libelous or slander at hand here, and there may not be anything you can sue for. You have to prove that there was an intent to injure.
Right.
So, you know, in the discussion, those were a couple of things that came up. It's not only that right now I would have a feeling that that the plaintiff in the case would have deeper pockets than the defendant. I don't even know if the defendant still exists as we know it anymore. That's number one. And number two, the efforts to prove the intent to injure might be something of an uphill battle. And I don't know if it'd be worth the trouble for Peyton Manning when you consider what it would cost to perhaps not collect. And with his name, in essence, being cleared and his legacy not being tarnished, I'm just confident he moves forward with the next phase of life, whatever that may be.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's certainly not going to sue anybody. And aside from the fact that I don't play a lawyer either, but libel laws are considerably different here than they are in England. With that being said, Al Jazeera America doesn't exist anymore. They've been folded back into Al Jazeera International, which is based, obviously, overseas. So they would have to sue the parent company and the litigation and the money involved and all this kind of stuff. It's just not worth it. The biggest thing for Peyton, the biggest thing for Peyton Manning is just he gets to move on with, as you said, the next phase of his life, no matter what that ends up being. And, you know, there are a couple of hot seat chairs on some of those panels that convene on Sundays for the National Football League that should be a little worried if he decides to go in that direction, because if Peyton Manning decides he wants to sit in one of those seats, guess what? He's going to be allowed to sit.
Yeah, the griddle got warm for somebody. I don't know who. Either that or they just wheel in another chair.
That could be.
Yeah, with some of these panel shows,
crowded up there.
But with some of these panel shows, they keep wheeling in chairs. With others, they actually just take one guy out of the chair, put another in. But as you said, if Peyton decides he wants to work in broadcasting, he'll have a job tomorrow. He also does have plenty to do. I mean, he'll just open some more Papa John's pizza franchises. For those that aren't aware, he does the commercials for a couple of reasons. You know, he gets Papa John to pay him a lot of money. He also has a bunch of Papa John franchises.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think people are aware of that. A lot of them in the greater Denver area. And now that, you know, marijuana's legal in the state of Colorado, there are a lot of guys ordering
business
those.
Business is good.
There are a lot of guys ordering those real crappy pizzas in the middle of the night because they have the munchies, man.
And they deliver.
Yes, they do. So you don't even have to get in the vehicle impaired and drive because they will bring the stoner his pizza.
Yep. You know, his net worth, Joe, $165 million.
Good match for us. Yours and mine are $165 apiece.
Well, you got 100 and I got 65.
That's about right.
So it works out pretty good. No, but, you know, honestly, and you know, to take it back to that subject about him suing and everything else, why would you want to invest money in
to
going
sue
after
sinking? Well, the company's defunct, as you said. They got folded back into Al Jazeera International, and, you know, I got to be quite honest with you. I don't know who has more money, Peyton Manning or Al Jazeera International.
Yeah, well, they're propped up by the Saudis, so I would imagine the Saudis probably have a little bit more money. But with that being said, I'm not going to invest any of my money in lawyer fees when the judgment went my way.
Right. Your legacy is untarnished, and there wouldn't be a lawsuit if it didn't go your way because there'd be no basis for a libelous and slander lawsuit because it had been found that everything was true. And I understood the gist of the question when I got it, but
oh, sure.
I kind of wanted to explain that because people say, well, you know, is he going to sue now? Because that's the answer to everything. Well, it's kind of like, and you hear these all the time. People have somebody arrested, and then they don't end up getting convicted. And now they want to sue for false arrest. No, just because you didn't get convicted doesn't mean the arrest was false and the charges filed were without merit. Just because somebody is arrested doesn't mean every case results in a conviction. And it also doesn't mean that every case that does not result in a conviction is subject to a lawsuit for improper arrest or unfound charges.
Yep.
And this is the same thing. Again, you know, it wasn't a well-vetted story, and we could see holes getting poked in it right away, and I didn't put much credence in the piece at all. But that doesn't mean it was libelous and slanderous. To make the step from it wasn't necessarily 100% accurate or accurate in any way to libelous and slander and intent to injure, well, that's a big step to make.
You know, the aspect of it, and we had talked about it when this came down, was whether or not there was something being done through his wife to get it to Peyton Manning. And you know, from all indications, the league did not find anything. To the league's credit, even though he retired and everything else, they're vetting it. They're making sure that the other people who were named were not involved, and that hasn't been determined yet. But at least as far as Peyton Manning goes, you know, they cleared him. And I'm for once, the NFL actually got it right. They didn't sit on their hands. They didn't sweep it under the rug. They didn't. They went after it. They investigated, and at least one third of it is now history. And Peyton Manning can sleep pretty comfortably at night.
Well said, Bob. I really don't have much to add. We move on to other news, and I guess the other news around the NFL. And you know, let's talk about the Seahawks a little bit. They lock up the other half of their managerial duo. Pete Carroll gets a contract extension that will run through 2019, a couple of days after John Schneider, his general manager, got a contract that runs through 2021.
Keep a winning program together. You know, I mean, they can't pay him what USC could. No, I mean, excuse me.
That only applies to the players because there's
right.
no salary
I forgot.
Cap.
I forgot about the salary cap or lack thereof. Hey, look, he earned it. In the short, he earned it.
One of the great coaches and one of the great executives in the game as he works hand in hand with his general manager, John Schneider, in drafting and building a program. They've won a Super Bowl. They've had great success. There's no reason not to lock them up and keep them there. Smart, sound decision. You can't keep all the players in the salary cap era, but you can keep the architect. So keep the architects.
They're going to have to pay the piper at some point. Some of these guys are walking. Some have already walked. You know, we'll see whether or not they can maintain.
Exactly right. We'll continue on the other side, wrap up the NFL, get into the Olympics, see if we can track down Shireen Williams. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Attention. If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple minutes as we're joined by one of the best writers in the country from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Shireen Williams, who joins us to talk this morning about the Dallas Cowboys. Never dull in Dallas, is it, Shireen? Welcome to the Attack.
Thanks. No, it's not. It's always something happening around here.
Well, the latest seems to be performance-enhancing drugs, and Mr. Gregory looks like he's going to be facing an additional ban, an extended ban, some kind of ban. Would you explain it to us?
Yeah, it's actually substance abuse. He has a marijuana problem, so not performance-enhancing. But he can't stay off of marijuana, and it seems to be a problem, so he is in rehab now and trying to get that straightened out. Probably should have been there before now. He had the problem coming out of Nebraska, tested positive at Nebraska, and then it continued at the combine. He tested positive there. Once you're in the program, you get tested. You know, you only get tested, what people don't know, you only get tested for substance abuse once a year, and they tell you when the test is coming. So if you don't ever get in the program, you can do all the weed you want during the year. You just, you know, you have to stay off of it however long it stays in your system for that one time you get tested. So, and he couldn't do that, so it's unfortunate. He's a good guy, but he's probably not going to play very many games this year. He's probably going to be a lot like Rolando McClain, who has the same problem and is going to be out for 10 games this season unless the league does something else that we don't know, but probably going to get the 10-game ban, I would suspect. He obviously faces a longer ban, and it sounds like it was a missed test as opposed to another positive test, but that certainly counts as a positive test in most cases.
Well, this seems to be a far-reaching problem for the Dallas Cowboys, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. You mentioned Rolando McClain. We're talking about Randy Gregory. Let's not forget DeMarcus Lawrence, who actually led the team in sacks last year with 8. He's out with a 4-game suspension for his abuse of recreational drugs. So what do the Cowboys plan to do on the defensive side of the ball? Because they've lost 3 starters for chunks of the season already, and nobody's hit anybody yet, number one. And number two, seems to be a far-reaching cultural problem that's particularly problematic for the Cowboys.
I'd say, number one, they have a problem on their defensive line particularly, and they're going to be missing 3 of their top defensive players for at least the first 4 games. All those guys probably would have been starters going in, and so you're missing your 2 defensive ends and your middle linebacker. It's not a good situation with the Cowboys. They were already bad on defense. They're going to be worse on defense, at least for those first 4 games or 10 games or however long these guys are out. Obviously, it sounds like Lawrence will be back after 4 games, and he has been their best pass rusher, or was their best pass rusher last season, led the team in sacks. So he's starting to get better, but what does it do for him having back surgery, coming off back surgery, missing the off-season program, and then he's going to miss the first 4 games, and he jumped back in it. To think he's going to come out with guns a-blazing and end up with double-digit sacks is probably a little far-fetched and a little hopeful, a little too hopeful. So, you know, I don't know where their sacks are going to come from. I don't see them being very good on defense. I don't see them having very many sacks. They only had 31 last year as it was, 29 the year before. They'll be lucky to get to 29. I don't see them getting there. And so their offense has scored an awful lot of points to make up for their defensive deficiencies, because I see a lot of defensive deficiency on this team.
Shereen Williams joining us here in the attack. And you know, it's interesting. You talked about all the negatives on that, yet the so-called experts that do what we do are picking the Cowboys as one of the bounce-back teams, basically based on the fact that Romo will theoretically be under center. Is that where the optimism's coming from, and is it justified?
Well, you know, I think it's their offense is so good. If he can stay healthy, I think they're going to score a lot of points, and they have the NFL's all-time most accurate kicker there waiting to kick field goals if they can't score touchdowns. So they're going to score a lot of points. There's no doubt about that. I think they're going to be around the 30 points per game. They may lead the league in points if Romo stays healthy, and with the addition of Elliott and Dez Bryant coming back off an injury and the best offensive line in football, I don't see this team being shut down very much. I think they're going to score a lot of points, but I think they're going to be outscored in some games too, because the defense isn't going to be able to stop the other team. So they're going to have to outscore teams. They're going to be exciting to watch. This is going to be a fun team to watch because there's going to be a lot of points scored on both sides of the ball. And I don't know if you remember the Denver game they played at AT&T Stadium a couple of years ago. It was 43-40 or 46-43 or whatever it was. Both teams got up in the 40s or near 40 with Peyton Manning and Tony Romo gunslinging all over the field. And I think it's going to be a lot like that. There's going to be a lot of games like that that just go back and forth scoring-wise. So there's going to be, if you like offensive football and you like fantasy football, this team's going to be fun to watch.
Shereen, a couple of years back, last time Romo was healthy, they had their best offensive year in a while, and they had their best record that they've had in a long time. By slowing down the game a little bit and focusing on the running game behind DeMarco Murray and that great offensive line, and it helped hide a defense that wasn't particularly good. Might that be the approach here? A lot of Ezekiel Elliott, a little bit of Darren McFadden, and we run the ball 30-plus times a game and take the air out of the ball just a little bit and win that battle of time of possession to kind of mask our deficiencies on the defensive side of the field?
Yeah, 2 years ago they had two more rushes than they had passes. So right around 50% rush-pass ratio, which we don't see in the NFL anymore. And DeMarco Murray did lead the league in rushing. And I think it's going to be a lot like that. I think Ezekiel Elliott will be their main guy. But like you said, there's going to be a little bit of Darren McFadden, who's coming off obviously a broken elbow he had on Memorial Day weekend. And then I think you're going to see some Alfred Morris too. And it'll be interesting to see which one of those guys becomes more of a weapon on offense. And they have Lance Dunbar, who they hope to get involved in the passing game. So I see a lot of runs. I don't know how they're going to get all those guys involved when they want to keep Elliott on the field for most of the game, but they say they have a plan to do it, and these things always seem to work themselves out where you have injuries or something happens. So I think they'll probably work themselves out. But, you know, they feel good, real good about this offense and what they're able to do, and if they have to pass the football, they can do that. But with this offensive line and with Elliott and the other running backs, I do think they'll be able to run the ball fairly effectively in most games. So that's going to help them. It's going to help them slow the ball down. But, look, the other team's still going to have the ball, and they're going to have the ball a lot. You can't slow the game down that much. So the other team's going to score some points, and at some point you're going to have to make a stop to win big games. And if you go back and you look at 2 years ago, everybody talked about the catch, no catch. That was a really good football team the Cowboys had. And they go to Green Bay in the divisional round, and everybody talks about the catch, no catch. But the facts are, if the defense stops the Packers right there, the Cowboys probably win that game because they can go down and have a chance to score a touchdown. But they don't do it. They don't get them stopped. So, that the defense was not good enough 2 years ago. The defense has got to be better, and I just don't see how it's going to be better.
You know, completely understandable. You talked about Elliott. One, how is he picking up the system? And two, where does everything stand with the issues he's been dealing with?
Yeah, Elliott's been picking up the system really well. They've been very impressed with where he is. He can do everything for the Cowboys, they feel like, including blocking, which is, as we know, hard for rookies to do. As far as the other thing he was accused of, it sounds like the Cowboys are confident that they know him, that this did not happen and it looks like it's going to be a he said, she said type situation. And, she was trying to break, up with her, and she got back at him, and he says he has text messages to prove that. So, Cowboys feel good about this case and Elliott and his character, and feel like that he did not do this. But it's certainly not a Greg Hardy situation. So they feel okay that he's fine off the field, and this is just something he was accused of that he didn't really do.
Got right around a minute left, Shireen. We got a hard break coming at us. When it's all said and done, when the dust settles, a lot of change in the NFC East. Giants spent a lot of money. Eagles have a new coach. Redskins made some moves, bringing Josh Norman. How do you see this division shaking out when it's all said and done, and where do you see the Cowboys placing in it when it's all said and done?
I think the Cowboys are the best team in the division. You know, you kind of mentioned that earlier, but Romo's got to stay healthy because, as I said, they got to outscore teams. And 2 years ago, he missed a game and a half. Last year, he missed 12 games. So the question becomes, how many games is he going to miss? I think if he misses four games or fewer, this team wins the division. If he misses more than four games, they're not going to win the division. It's not that good of a division, as we all know. And you start naming the teams in the NFC, there's a lot that are better. So I think the winner of this division is the only team that makes the playoff.
Well, Shireen, we thank you so much for a few minutes. Your insight on the Cowboys was incredible, as always. As we let you go out the door, I understand you're headed to Rio for the Olympics. We wish you nothing but safe passage and the best down there, as it looks like it could be a pretty messy Olympics.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Shireen Williams, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. What great insight into the Dallas Cowboys. Wish we weren't on the heartbreak on this one, Bob. Would have got into just a minute or two on that Rio Olympics, but
yeah.
Perhaps while she's down there, we'll catch up with her.
Yeah, no question about it. She's a terrific writer and versatile enough where the newspaper itself, they're very comfortable about sending her there. Terrific person. Just, you know, you and I will talk about this on the other side. You got to take care of yourself when you're down there.
Absolutely. This is the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. More with Bob and Joe right after this.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now, today's Genstone DIY construction tip. Before you prep your patio area, call your local utilities or 811 to have any plumbing, cable, or electrical lines marked. Then dig down below the root level of vegetation in the area. For dry soil, try watering the area the night before you plan to dig, and always use landscaping cloth to create a barrier between the old soil and the new base of sand you'll be using. And now, a word from Genstone.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal. We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
Call Genstone at 800-955-STONE. That's 800-955-7866.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, sitting Roberto out the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As you said going into the break, Joe, it's a shame we didn't have a chance to talk to Shireen a little more about Rio, because that's where we're going to go now. And you and I are both...
You go there. I love the place, but I wouldn't go there now.
Well, I mean, I've never been. I've been to a lot of places. That's one place I haven't been. And when they first announced that the Olympics were going to be held there, and I remember thinking to myself at the time, is this a country that is structured to handle what is going to happen to them? And, you know, we talked to a lot of Olympians. We talked to a lot of people who were involved in the Olympics on this program. They're all enthusiastic about it. They all say the right things. But as we've seen from certain athletes withdrawing, certain athletes not, you know, choosing to be involved in any way, shape, or form, and countries that have major reservations, you mentioned the Australians, the countries with wherewithal to do it are providing their own security. There's a lot of issues down there, and whether it's water or mosquitoes or poop or a combination of all things being equal, it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks in Rio de Janeiro.
Boy, that was well said. I mean, let's look at this. And our discussion is on the heels of the latest story that we've heard. Remember, the Olympics were awarded to Rio de Janeiro 7 years, to Brazil, I should say, 7 years ago. So 7 years ago, they promised the IOC and all the other powers that be, we'll clean up the waterways by then. Well, not only have they not cleaned them up in those 7 years, they've actually got worse. And they are feces. They're full of feces. They're full of super bacterias that are resistant to medicine to fight. So it's a mess, because you have Olympic events that are supposedly going to be contested in these waterways, whether it be things like windsurfing, or most notably, there's rowing. There's a bunch of events that require you to be in a boat on these waters. But also there's one, the triathlon, which will require you to swim in these filthy waters and put yourself in a position to contract some very serious illnesses. That, coupled with the fact that the inability to clean these waterways has directly resulted in the outbreak of the Zika virus, because the mosquitoes feed on those filthy waterways. That's where mosquitoes hang out, in stagnant, you know, feces infested waters. So your inability to clean the waterways that you promised to clean 7 years ago results in an outbreak of Zika. Your political instability results in a crumbling economy, which results in your inability to finish construction on the venues and the Olympic Village and the infrastructure to get people around. Also, it results in a police force that is not only corrupt, but also small in numbers and probably unable, or in a position where they may be unable, to protect the athletes, the spectators, and the citizens of Brazil that are going to be there in the middle of all of this, as there's going to be an influx of an additional near million people heading to Brazil, that this police force of various branches will have zero ability to protect. They even had the government go so far as saying, I believe it was the mayor of Rio who actually said, we don't even have enough money to put gas in police cars to protect people. This is a very, very disturbing situation, and it shows that Brazil should never have been given this bid, and we are set up for an Olympics that is going to be a disaster on so many levels.
Yeah, you know, it. Where do we start? They've already foiled a potential terrorist attack. They are dealing with all the issues that you said. But superseding all of that to me is something that we have talked about, you know, briefly the last few days, and something we've talked about consistently over our tenure as sports talk hosts. And that's the financial impact on these cities and on these countries. And you talked about all the things that Brazil and Rio specifically are not capable of doing. And most of it is for financial reasons. If you can't provide proper security, it's because you don't have the money. If you can't provide the infrastructure and build the proper facilities and make sure that everybody's up to speed, it's because of the money. If you can't clean crap out of the rivers, it's because of the money. There's a reason for it. It's not that people don't want to do it. It's not that they don't want to succeed. It's that they don't have the cash to do it. So leading into this, they're already financially strapped. Coming out of it, I think it's going to be a bankrupt nation. And it's just, as you said very accurately, I think it is primed for disaster. Now, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but I can guarantee you that the countries with the financial wherewithal to do it are providing Brazil with troops, with ultra security, with every high-tech weapon and thing that they can possibly do to keep a terrorist attack from happening at these Olympics. And the rest of it, they're going to be responsible for as far as whether or not the locks work on the doors and all the other stuff that we documented. But I guarantee you the world is pitching in at this point in time quietly, and nobody's reporting on it, to make sure that the whole damn thing literally does not blow up.
I really hope so, Bob, because this has the potential. And forget from a competitive standpoint, and forget the volume of athletes that are not going to be there, which on some level will you know, really detracts from the level of Olympic competition. That's the least of their problems. And as you talked about, doors closing, toilets not backing up, also the least of the problems. Those are more creature comforts. But I'm looking big picture here. You talked about one big picture. The Olympics leave after 3 weeks, and they leave Brazil at a point where a country struggling economically down the road ends up being completely bankrupt. And what that can do, and the impact that that can have on South America and the world, is pretty ugly. But here's the other part of it, and here's the other big picture thing. You talked about the world pitching in to help, and I hope that they are, because, and I hope that'll be enough. And I hope that people understand the severity of what's going on here, because of the climate of the world in 2016, with this Olympiad being held where it is, this has the potential for the biggest Olympic tragedy since 96 Atlanta's bombing, or the hostage situation in Munich in 72. This could be a crap storm of epic proportions. In addition to all of that, something terrorism attacks and violence and things of that nature, which are ugly enough, we're bringing the world to feces-infested waters and asking them to go have a swim in that. And we're bringing them to the Zika capital of the world. So we're in a position to cause the spread of Zika to become a worldwide health epidemic. And we're going to have we could have a generation of small-headed babies with serious birth defects. So we are on so many layers. We have the potential for far-reaching effects beyond athletic competition in a negative way from these Rio Olympics that when we were getting a year away and we started seeing these things occur and we started seeing the inability of the government of Brazil to fix them, we should have moved it then, when we would have had the time to get the venues and infrastructure together and make sure that we're in a place that could have cleared the hotel rooms for an Olympiad. I mean, you could, as a direct result of this Olympics, you could have a tragic terrorist-type attack on Rio that could have a far-reaching effect on people that are there. You could have a country go bankrupt that a handful of years down the road, the entire country is impoverished. You could have a world outbreak of the Zika virus beyond where it's contained right now that could have a far-reaching effect on births throughout the world. This is pretty heavy stuff for the sake of 3 weeks of athletic competition. And somebody should have thought about this way sooner than they are, because now we're 8-9 days away from opening ceremonies. And it does, and there's not a damn thing that can be done about it. You can't clean up all those waters in 9 days.
No, and don't be surprised if certain things change within the competition. You know, you talked about the triathletes swimming and that stuff. Don't be surprised if that's done in the aquatic center. I wouldn't set foot in that water.
Well, how do you have a triathlon with guys swimming in a pool?
Well,
I guess you do a bunch of laps, jump out, run out of the aquatic center, and go hit the streets and ride a bike.
That's exactly right.
Boy, that's going to stink.
Yeah, it will, but it's going to stink a lot less than if you dive into that crap, literally.
Also true.
You know, but you touched on a couple of things there, and the worldwide impact of this, and you know, all the things, and we can talk about the problems till the cows come home. Let's see if they come to fruition. I'm curious to see if some of this stuff starts to occur. Now, obviously, if a terrorist attack or something along those lines happens in Rio, the press will talk about it. I am curious to see how they address the internal issues within Brazil and within Rio de Janeiro. If they talk about the infrastructure, if they talk about the lack of tourists that are going to be there. Because, you know, you mentioned the Australian contingent taking up, you know, 700 basically hotel rooms, even cut it in half, 350. You know what that means? That means there's a whole lot of people not traveling to Rio for the Olympics. I'm curious to see whether the stadiums are full. What tickets are being sold for what events, if tickets are being sold for what events. And I'm going to be really curious to see what kind of picture is painted by NBC and the media, in the international media that's down there, as to how the Olympics are coming off, whether or not they go the sanitized version of it and hope it spills into the river, or if they're really legit about what's going on there and the protests that are going on and the signs that are being held up at the airport saying welcome to hell, and the lack of payment that's being made to people that are trying to work on these Olympics, and all the various different issues that are going on with these particular Olympics, and what kind of picture ends up being painted by the media. Because if no attack happens and, you know, everything is hunky-dory as far as the outward view of it, the other issues that we talked about are not going away, and they're not going to be able to fix them before these games commence.
Well, that's very true. And again, you know, really in so many ways, there's a bigger picture. And let's say there is no terrorist attack, and let's pray for that. There are a lot of other far-reaching effects that we won't know about for years. You know, a worldwide outbreak of the Zika virus as a result of athletes all over the world perhaps contracting it from their time in Rio, and also spectators and fans from around the world that went to the Rio Olympics contracting it, taking it back to their home countries. So there's an issue there. You know, obviously the financial unrest that would continue in Brazil. You know, these are all far-reaching things that end up occurring long after the Olympic Games, you know, are long gone and finished. And yep. I think that's the bigger picture, you know, than how NBC portrays it. I know NBC's going to portray it. Rio is beautiful and everything's fine. You don't get ratings if you tell everybody it's a crap storm. So they'll paint it with a nice white brush and make it look pretty. We'll tie a bow around this hump day edition of The Attack. We're the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere. They call us Spano and Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we finished the show talking about Rio. And, you know, like I said, we're a big part of it. We enjoy talking to these athletes, and you can, when we do talk to them, you can tell how proud they are to represent their country, and they want to be a part of the Olympics. But these particular Olympic Games are very unique, and it's different than Sochi, Joe, in that, and I know I'm not telling you anything here, but the Winter Olympics compared to the summer, the logistics involved, everything else, it just dwarfs the
Winter
Olympics.
Dollars as well, yeah.
And there were struggles in Sochi with a country that is struggling financially, but the comparisons of the financial struggles between Russia and Brazil, they pale in comparison. Brazil is just destitute when it comes to these games, and it's going to be very ugly.
I think there's also a great deal more political unrest as well, and that goes to the safety and security of the athletes, the fans, and the citizens of Brazil who were there and really have nothing to do with the Olympics while they're there. Because, here's the other part that people typically miss. In some way, if they find a way to cobble together enough money and enough forces, they usually do a pretty good job of protecting the Olympians, the Olympic Village, the venues, and they find a way to make that look good. But it's usually at the expense of everybody else that lives in the country who can't get any protection.
Yep. Yep, you couldn't be more right.
I wish I was wrong, but unfortunately I'm not. On that note, we say goodbye. Great show today. I mean, we covered so much ground. I want to thank Shireen Williams from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for joining us. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons today, all of the time, but most importantly, all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.